Welcome to the 32nd episode of OMG Craft. I am very excited about this episode. My name is Chad Johnson. I am your host for this lovely, lovely show. If you came here to learn how to make some macaroni necklaces and macaroni art, you know, paint and you know, paste it to some construction paper and then give it to your grandma, I'm sorry. This is a show about Minecraft, not about actually like crafting, like craft supplies. Sorry to disappoint you. This episode, I'm so excited. We are closing out our season. So this is the season finale of OMG Craft. Next week, we will come back with a completely rebuilt, retooled, and re-engineered OMG Craft. We have been building the set. We have been working on how we're going to make our episodes completely different and easily find, you know, you can find them easy, and working on content. I mean, we've just been pulling our hair out trying to work on this new season of OMG Craft. You guys are really, really, really going to like it. So next week, things are going to look different with OMG Craft. In fact, this is the last time that I'm going to stand at this technical director's desk with this background behind me. Everything else will be different coming up in the future. So this week, we wanted to kind of take a trip back down memory lane and have some fun while we do it. First, we are going to talk to the producers that make OMG Craft happen every single week. We're going to have a little bit of a chat with T2 and Cheeto to talk about what goes into making OMG Craft happen. Next, we're going to play with all of the characters who have helped OMG Craft happen throughout the past, it's been over 6 months, over 32 episodes, so 32 weeks, more than that, because I believe we had to take an episode off. So anyway, we have a huge crew of people who are going to play some Noxcrew and Minecraft maps with us, and then we'll end it out with a little bit of a tribute to what OMG Craft has been in the past 32 episodes. I actually just realized that we're ending on 32, which is kind of cool because it's a multiple of 2, which Minecraft, if you've played, becomes very apparent that things are multiples of 2 because of pixels and how it's 8-bit, and so we're ending it out on the 32nd bit of OMG Craft. So first, I have T2 and Cheeto on the line. Hey guys, can you hear me just fine?
Hey, can you hear us?
I can hear you.
That was, hello.
That was first, that was Cheeto, and then next that was T2. Cheeto hails from somewhere in Georgia. T2 hails from somewhere in Estonia. If you're like me, that may be in Indonesia. Same place, right, T2?
Close enough.
Yeah, close enough. Same planet, pretty much. We wanted to talk about a few things. First, I wanted to talk about some people have asked me before how you guys were chosen or how you guys truly how you guys were forced into making OMG Craft happen week over week. So I could either tell the story, or one of you guys could take the story, or feel free to interrupt me.
I don't even know if we were chosen. I think at least I sort of just forced myself into that until you let me help out.
So it was for you, you wanted to help out.
Oh yeah. Yeah.
Perfect. Yeah. So, and we knew each other, back in the day, we hung out in Google Hangouts a lot with a big group of people. And we would play Minecraft in these Google Hangouts. It's actually in those Google Hangouts that I decided, screw it, I'm just going to make a show. And screw it, let's just make it about Minecraft, because we tend to be playing Minecraft every night. Like, all we're doing is playing Minecraft. So let's do it about a show, about something that I understand, and let's do it about Minecraft.
Yeah.
I was, and then T2, for those of you who don't know, is a big community member in the NSFW crowd. And we also, he was also in the Hangouts. And because of that, we knew how much of an asset T2 was. So I can't remember if we tried to steal you, T2, or if you also just jumped in to help out. Do you remember?
I just said, hey, I know Minecraft. If you want me, I can do stuff.
Right, exactly.
This was also after the Twit server started. This was just a couple months after that. So
I forgot about
that.
We were
all into Minecraft in that phase at that point. So.
Right. And we had just put together the Twit server. And so we had known we had worked with each other putting together the Twit server.
Right.
And so it was kind of I think in the beginning it was very much just a, hey, anyone who helped with the Twit server, I'm going to try to put this Minecraft show together. Who wants to help out? I believe so. And then it's in the credits at the end of every episode, but for those of you who don't know, T2 and Blender both coded the website. I remember when that was happening, it was like my mind was just exploding with how amazing this website looked. Yeah. I had never had something.
Yeah, we were in Skype.
Yeah.
We were in Skype when Blender.
Oh, I may have cut you off. When Blender started working on the website. You guys there? Okay, good.
Right.
Perfect. So we actually have, this is an element of from the past. This is a mock-up of what Blender did and what Blender sent us as just a Photoshop file. And it's amazing because this looks so similar to what our website actually looks like right now, even though this is just a still image. I also remember Blender coded it at first, and then T2 looked at it and went, oh my gosh. And then like recoded it.
Oh, no template.
Yeah, you were like, well, everything is broken, and so I'm going to fix it all. And so.
And I'm graduating Monday.
You're graduating Monday?
Hey, no, I did it in one day.
Oh, you did it in one day. Got it. I was like, you're great. Yes, you redid everything. So, like, I had been watching Blender work on this forever. Not forever. I mean, it was maybe a half week or something like that. And then you were like, oh, I'm going to redo this. And I was like, I don't know. Blender might be really mad. And you're like, I'm done. And I was like, wow, okay, cool. And it looked exactly the same. So here's the website that we have now. You can tell because this is the last episode. And then here is the mock-up of what he did. I mean, it looks so freaking, like, the search box is a tiny bit different. But, I mean, I just remember, and, you know, there's a few things that
are. The clouds are different.
Say again?
The clouds are different.
The crawls?
Clouds.
Ouch. Oh, the clouds. The clouds are different. Just a bit. Yeah, I remember that he didn't like the clouds. Blender is, by the way, going to be joining us in the games later. Blender has continued to be an awesome part of OMG Craft. But yeah, I mean it's pretty stunning how freaking and so anyway, during that point I was just like, wow, that's amazing. The other thing is the logo, which Cheeto actually helped put together. And he has, wow, is this a Swift? What is, this is a GIF. This is a weird GIF. I was so confused. Okay, so this is
it goes through all the layers of the profile.
Got it. So here, all right, there we go. So this is the background. This is what Cheeto made. And it's, you know, layering on. He added highlights. He added the cracks. And then we had the base file. And it came, you know, I remember you made one and I was like, it's not big enough. Is this the first one that wasn't big enough?
That's the first one I could dig up and find. I'm not sure if that's the first one that I ever gave you or not.
Ever. Yeah. Cause I was like, listen, it needs to be printed on t-shirts. We're going to have merchandising. We're going to have cups. We're going to have stickers. It needs to be super big. And then you
like, money.
Right. Exactly. We're merchandising. And so, yeah, I remember that, like crazy. And then after the sort of inception in the betas, it's just all sort of rolled from there. And I've leaned on you every single week to help me put together OMG Craft because of my hectic lifestyle. And I'm sure that it stressed you guys out and it stressed me out. I mean,
just a little bit.
Yeah, just a little, like this episode. Just take this episode. I've produced lots of shows at Twit, and so lots of times those take up my time. I will have to work on a document for Twig or email guests for any of those shows, and so I'll give notes. And I'll be like, hey, we should do this, or maybe it's like the night before or a few hours before and we still haven't come up with a show idea. And be like,
yeah, those are the best shows when we don't know what we're doing until a couple hours before.
Those are the best shows because I'm sleeping then.
Right. Because T2 is in Estonia, if it's a few hours before the show and we're like, we still don't know, like, T2's just asleep because
What time is it for you, T2?
Yeah, right now
it's 5:05 right now.
Wow, 5:05 a.m. A.m.?
I use 24 hours time.
Wow. 34, wow. so, yeah, wow. The other thing is that, like, that'll happen, once a month, twice a month, something like that, where we
three
still
times
don't...
a month.
Yeah, well, and especially getting up to the end, it's been like every episode. But yeah, and so I tend to not have enough time to really sit down and build the maps and really I'll give notes. I'll give things like, hey, this website has a great tutorial. Let's merge it with this, and then I have my own stuff that I want to add after. So just leave a blank area. And then you guys work on that. Like they really do make OMG Craft happen every week because I don't have enough time. So yeah.
Yeah.
Cool.
And it's not. Go ahead. Not just us. A lot of people worked on it. That you'll see later in the show, like Bill Meeks and Zach Holder.
Right. Curly.
And of course, like Curly and Demon 5. Yeah. Everyone who's been there too.
Right. You know, constantly bug Curly at a few minutes into his show, while he's doing his show on twitch.tv/drunkkidsgaming, we're like, hey, we need the server up like now, like please. All the time.
Right. Yeah.
Cool. Well, anything else you guys want to say? I can't think. I'm looking at the chat room to maybe see if they have questions for you guys. Other than that,
I don't think so. I think we should head in the server and go play.
Cool. Let's go ahead and play. So
go ahead and hop over.
Yeah. You guys go ahead and move me over whenever you're. Burp, burp, burp. Hello, mumble people.
Hi, everybody.
Hello, everybody.
Are we all set up on cue?
Yay!
Oh, hi.
So,
hello.
What we're going to do now is we're going to play a few maps with some of the people who have made OMG Craft happen throughout these 32 episodes. We have T2, Cheeto, Curly, Demon 5, Pseudo Knight. I thought I saw iPod in here. Is he? Or did he? He couldn't make it. Okay. iPod has definitely helped, but he just can't be here tonight. We have Blender MF. We have Lonely.Geek, which is Zach Holder, who made our music. We have Bill Meeks, who made all of the opening graphics, all the lower thirds. He made that logo happen right back there. We also have Vantes, who is a huge help. He's helped with the mc.twit.tv server. I believe that you have sent in a few suggestions to the show. Some other people who aren't here but who have helped is Justin Robert Young. He was on the Craft On episode of OMG Craft.
And he will make it.
And he could not make it. And then we have Brian Brushwood. Hello.
Hello, Chad.
Hey, Brian has helped. We played a TF2 map together. We also have Asimov, another mod in the mc.twit.tv server, and has helped us with, I believe, a few plugins, if not directly, indirectly, just from his knowledge. And then Honeyplay. Hello.
Hiya.
Hey. Who we interviewed on, I believe, the fourth episode of OMG Craft. It was, or no, I think it was actually maybe 12 or something like that.
I think it's more like 12, yeah.
Yeah, where we talked about how to record your Minecraft gaming sessions. So what we are going to do this week is run through some Nox Crew maps. Here in our world, which has quickly become diamond blocks. thanks.
TNT.
Thanks. And it's funny because I don't even have game mode to break out of here. Anyway, so what we're going to do is we are going to play some Nox Crew competitive maps together. We've broken these groups into four teams. And how it's going to work is each team will get a chance to battle against their opposing team. We're going to do it where let's say team 1 and 2 are versus each other. Team 1 and 2 will both get a chance to run through the map, one on the defensive side, one on the offensive side, unless if the map is more like just straight PvP, and then they will just go up against each other. Then, once they're finished, there'll be a victor, and the other team, Team 3 and Team 4, will go head-to-head versus each other, and then there'll be a victor there, and then we're just going to call it. So there'll be two victors in this episode. We're not actually going to put the victors against each other, and we'll explain the maps when we get to them, which I actually don't even know. Which map should we do first, and which teams should we do first?
Strawpoll.
Strawpoll.me. let me just go ahead and call it. Let's do Team 1 and 2 versus each other. And let's have them go ahead and do the, what was it? Shoot 'em up. Shoot 'em up first map. So let me explain what Shoot 'em up is. I think we've all just been teleported into the map.
Yes.
So in Shoot 'em up, there
I think
are
I'm stuck in Chad.
In Shoot 'em up, there are two
and
sides.
Twood's gone.
There is there's two sides. There is a parkour side, and then there is a shooting side. On the parkour side, you are trying to get lapis blocks that are strewn throughout the map. So you're given an iron pick and nothing else, and you are going to move from one side of the map to the other side, trying to grab these lapis blocks. Each lapis block counts as a point for your team. Along the way, there are also checkpoints. Each checkpoint costs adds another 5 points for your team. Team one, let's just say team one will go first on the parkour side of things, and team two will shoot at them. Then after their run, we'll total up how many checkpoints and how many lapis blocks they got, and then the teams will switch and we will do it again. Here's the thing. Parkour is hard by itself, but the defending team will have punch power bows to help them knock the other team off of the parkour that gets to the lapis blocks. Also, when someone is knocked off, you are thrown into water, which, as we know, is a very, very slow travel to get back to your checkpoint. And that's where the checkpoints come into play, is that the water is walled off. You can't get over the block high barrier. And then you can climb up the ladder of the checkpoint and get and start back again across the parkour. Are there any questions? Can you guys still hear me?
Yep,
we can.
Okay, good. Yes. Wonderful.
I have a question. What is a lapis block?
A lapis block is the
same
blue.
Same question for me.
Good question. The lapis block is the blue block. It really just like looks like a blue, a block. It has blue with a little bit of a brown around the edge.
And we can break those?
Team two will have picks that they're breaking.
Oh, okay.
Right. So. And then afterwards, the teams will switch, and we will run it again. There's a time limit on this game of 5 minutes. Right. Cheeto just said that in chat. After the 5 minutes, we will count up the team's blocks and do it all again. Here we go. Okay, starting in 3, 2, 1, and go, go, go. Okay, looks like blue team is off to a fun start. They are completely ignoring their blocks. They have gotten through the first checkpoint. So,
wow, guys, come on.
5 points. 5 points to them.
Yeah, but they're missing the point of the match.
Right.
Oh, and we just had someone enter the water.
T2 looks...
Oh, we finally got Lapis.
Two.
Wow, T2 made a fun jump from the blocks up there to the blocks
right here. Buff in the water.
Aw, that's...
I don't know why they skipped those early ones, but T2 is like a boss until he, you know, fell.
Yeah, no, T2, I'm worried about T2. He's just from a team... Well, luckily, my team doesn't have to go up against T2 because he is just a complete beast.
The first thing I told Cheeto this morning was, oh, goody, I get to be on the team that has four people, so that makes up for the handicap of my derpiness. And they're like, no, actually, that was for somebody else's derpiness, Brian.
Yeah.
I was like, I'll still take
my derpiness. Like, it's funny because I was like, wow, it's all like the people who talk in this one team.
Yeah, exactly.
So that'll be
fun.
That's
a handicap.
Right, exactly. Exactly.
Because I tend to pay more attention to the fun of it than, you know, the oops, somebody's in my face.
Right, right. So
hey, speaking of derpiness, like, is there a reason that, like, I just rebooted and reconnected, and it's still, like, when I connect to the server, I got, like, 10 seconds before I start getting herky jerks.
So go ahead and this is a 16, this is a texture pack, is only 16 pixels, huh?
You may just be stuck, baby, with a bit of...
That's all right. I'll be the derpiest of all of us.
You're probably running a 32-bit Java.
Okay, it looks like... Ooh, they just got another checkpoint. Blue team just got another checkpoint. It looks like... Who is that? I'm trying to read their name tag. Freon Knight has
shot off.
In the water.
Oh, that was Nick. Yeah, that was Nick Flame.
Pseudonite's gone into the drink. Okay, Pseudonite.
Dude, Zach, I am running 32-bit Java. Should I reinstall on 64?
Yeah, I'm running 64-bit.
Yeah, if you can, also...
It's been smooth.
Yeah, 64-bit will also take advantage of all that RAM.
Do I have to uninstall 32-bit?
No, you can actually run both of them on the same system.
Right on.
So, Pseudonite is ignoring one block, doing parkour very well to get to his next checkpoint. So they have gotten three checkpoints so far. He's also getting...
Oh, nice.
Wow.
Nice job.
Wow. Very good.
Poised on the edge, not have to fight the water. Very nice. Until, again, he got shot off.
Right. Yeah. Looks like T2 and Curly are still trying to make their way to the next...
Is that Curly or is that Jessica?
Is it? Oh, yeah, it may be...
That's Pants, I believe.
Yeah, it is Pants. So it's... No, that's Curly. He has the cape. Okay. T2 is still trying to get... Now, it looks like they've done a interesting bit of... what's the word? Strategy, where they went back and got all of the lapis that they missed on their first run. So this first checkpoint area has all lapis has been gotten.
If that's what they were trying to do, just push forward, since all the archers would have been in the beginning.
Right. I wonder, does Cheeto, do you have a time on where we stand current? Time up. Cool.
Hey, I got 1, 2, 3, I see at least 3 lapis blocks have not been touched yet.
Correct. So let's gather up the team. Let's go ahead. Actually, can we move them into this mumble so that we can talk to the blue team? or I guess talk to maybe all teams.
Where's the third lapis? I only saw the two.
There's...
Or at least move me into there.
There's one right here.
Oh, hi,
top of this ladder.
Hey, Ro. Yeah.
There's one right here.
So you guys...
Oh, I missed a little baby one. Sorry.
You guys go ahead and meet up at the start of the game, and then we will count how many lapis blocks you got.
Well, it's 5 points per checkpoint as well, right?
Per checkpoint, right. Yeah. So they already have, 15 points already.
Boo!
So go ahead and throw your blocks on the floor. One.
I throw it on the floor.
Okay. Two. Three.
Oh, they're combining.
Four. Five. Six. Seven.
Seven.
Eight. Nine. Ten. So you
points.
Guys.
Ten and a pork chop.
25 points.
25 points to team one.
Can somebody collect those so I can get in there and kill myself?
Yeah. Oh, no. No, I can't.
somebody else sucked him up first.
So.
Oh, got him.
I believe that Cheeto or T2 is doing the magic that makes the score turn from 0 to 25. Wonderful. T2 is ahead of the game. Okay, it looks like we are ready. Cheeto will start the countdown now.
3, 2, 1. Let's go!
Go, go!
Oh, epic announcer voice.
It looks like they are ignoring the first blocks as well.
It looks like one checkpoint
already in the water. Yeah, first checkpoint down.
Oh, and someone else into the drink.
Yeah, Nick Flame just fell through. Let me see. I'm seeming to be missing one of their teammates. Oh, there he is. Vantes is
Vantes
back on
and
the
Bill
run.
Meeks are both in the water.
Okay.
Okay, Bill Meeks is going to try to get some of the lapis now, it looks like.
Yeah, it looks like now that the other team is focused on the second checkpoint, Bill Meeks is running and getting the blocks.
Bill, good job, sir.
T2 is trying to zone in, but he's just missing as people move around.
Ah.
Looks like Nick Flame is going back to...
So is Bill Meeks. They're both going back to the ladder to get
He's going to get... Oh, he went to go get food from the meal sign.
Oh, okay.
Are there only three people shooting? That's right. We're the only team that has four.
Right. We are.
Which is the other reason why he doesn't want to play this level, because he feels it'll be unfair advantage. Shut up. It is an unfair advantage. Deal with it.
Mm-hmm. Okay, so where... Have the other team made it past second?
No.
Okay, cool.
They have not made it to second checkpoint yet.
Got it.
Not at all.
It also looks like they are, I'm surprised at how many blocks the first team was able to get. Normally, I don't see people get 10 blocks of lapis.
T2.
Right.
T2
was a, yeah, absolutely. So
it's a beast.
I have a feeling that... if they don't start getting blocks now, it looks like they're jumping to pedestals and then aiming for the checkpoint. Now, the other thing is that I believe that this right here is another checkpoint with the red wool on top of it.
Yes.
I mean, I don't know. To me, because I knew that the checkpoints were also checkpoints in that the dividing line in the water, because it separates one way to fall off to another. So I don't know if this is a bonus extra 5-point checkpoint or not. If they run and get into it, we'll have to decide.
Well, I was wondering that when somebody said there's three checkpoints and they got all three, because I thought there were four sets of red wool, but
right, absolutely. we can actually make the call right now that if they get up to this fourth spot, that they get an extra 5 points. Although they can't hear me and mumble, so they don't know that that's. Yeah. You know, that's something.
It's okay. The official ruling has been done. That's all that matters.
Okay, good. Yeah. Good.
We all concur.
It looks like someone totally sniped Demon 5 out of the air while jumping from one pedestal to another.
They did. Let's see who we have over here.
Yeah, he still got the arrow in the face for
it. Oh, I know who it is. It's T2.
T2.
Oh, T2 has been
sniped. He didn't even get to the first thing.
Not that they're gunning for them or anything.
It's interesting to see the map from the perspective of the arrow shooters. Also,
yeah, I was doing
that's
that
just
earlier.
What I did too.
The texture pack, you know, gives you a circular, I don't know, reticle in the middle, and that's I assume that you know they can you know figure out where to shoot, but to me a circular reticle is not my favorite. It's not very good for precision aiming.
He said precision.
Wow, he was shot from the water back away from the ladder. Man, that has just got to be frustrating. It also really stinks because the archers can concentrate their fire on... They can just spam this spawn point and there's no... you know, because they don't have another checkpoint, they're just spamming the spawn point. Well,
If this team were wise, all three of them would launch out at the same time and split up directions to try to pull away that, for lack of a better term, air traffic.
Right.
But it
looks like Demon 5.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, wow. Is he going to get to the next checkpoint? Oh, he went for the lapis block instead.
Lapis. No.
Oh.
He should have gone for the checkpoint. But you got greedy.
But
when Nick gets greedy.
Yeah. I thought that may have separated fire, but no, it looks like the team couldn't rally up. Time up.
Oh,
time
no.
up.
Wah.
We can pretty much call it now.
Yeah, there's no
game
way they're gonna come
over.
Out.
Yeah, absolutely. Okay, T2, can you do your magic and teleport everyone, or at least that team, to you? Looks like he's already.
And I will put over here all the lapis blocks they didn't get. Because I have a bunch of them in my hand.
Where am I? Oh, I fell off again.
Is the monument to the lapis blocks that were missed. We can sing
a
song.
One.
Take a moment.
Take a moment
I think,
and appreciate
I think we did pretty well. I think we did pretty well.
Okay, MC Gamer would be proud, man. That's a lot of lapis.
It was we did that was terrible.
It was good.
I'm ashamed.
There was a tactical disadvantage that you guys had that everyone was on that first checkpoint trying to move to the next checkpoint, the second checkpoint, and because that was where you were spawning, I mean, they could just spam that one location and you just didn't have any way of getting through.
I blame the texture pack.
I turned T2 yeah. T2 yeah. into a pin cushion.
No crosshairs. No crosshairs.
Our plan was to split up early.
Yeah.
Yeah, T2 definitely looks like a official. So let's do this official. Let's count your lapis blocks that you guys
uh-huh.
have.
Uh-huh.
One, two, three, four, five.
What's the throw number?
Six.
Q.
Oh, wait. Q. Yeah, that's what I was looking for.
Seven. Cool.
Seven. All seven.
Seven. Seven plus five is 13. It looks like now there is lava on the field.
No. That would have been 10 because you counted this first area as five for them last time.
Did we?
But it doesn't matter because we lost either way.
Well, they got through this checkpoint, which is five. The
There's
second
only three
checkpoint,
sections,
which is
Chad.
Is 10. And then the third checkpoint, which is 15.
Yes, there's three sections, only really two checkpoints, Chad.
No, at the end of the third section, there's a checkpoint.
Hold on.
Hey! Write down the time code.
That's why I went down there.
Right.
So, this up here.
Woo!
This Rushwood is a checkpoint up here? With all this?
All the way at the end, there's another checkpoint. This little building right here with the emerald in it.
Oh, okay. I didn't notice that. Okay.
Which building? What building?
Oh no!
Yeah, what building?
Ooh, good thing TNT is turned on. Okay, well, let's move on. It's called Bomber Team. You can think of it as a pseudo Bomber Man, except you're not worrying about spaces. You're not worrying about trying to get in a direction, you know, the bomb explodes in a certain way. In Bomber Team, you have a map and you are given lots of TNT and lots of cobwebs. Cobwebs will slow down the other team. If they get stuck in cobwebs, there's almost no way to get out of it except for, you know, walking as fast as you can out of it, but that takes an awful lot of time. And so you could trap someone in the cobwebs and then place TNT around them. In this map, there's redstone underneath all of the floor, so the second that you put a piece of TNT on the ground, it activates it, and there's about 5 to 8 seconds before it explodes.
4 seconds.
So
4 seconds.
It's the same as Disco's Bomberman map, only
exactly.
We've got the cobwebs for an added bit of
right.
strategy.
Right, and there's no sand, there's no obstacle in this map, where Disco's Bomberman map had sand that you had to blow through. Let's go start the countdown whenever the other team is ready, Cheeto.
So
here we go.
Bro.
3, 2, 1, and go. 7 minutes starts now.
7 minutes in heaven.
Our only goal is to kill the other team.
Right.
Yes.
Kill the other team. That's the plan. There are supply drops that come out of the walls.
Oh, God.
After a while.
Yeah. If you see flashing, you want to go the other way. That's important.
Oh, let me also turn up my game volume. That'll help.
Oh, you went all the way up here and you didn't even get the chest, darling. Oh, the chest is in.
Oh, them chat sounds.
Oh, damn. Oh, yeah. Yeah. So you're going to get
crap
that.
Out of Cheeto.
Do it.
As
Cheeto's name
should.
Just had to be orange.
That might have been an attempted friendly fire. I didn't.
No, it wasn't. It wasn't. It was Asimov. I was hoping that.
No, lonely.
Cheeto has it out for, or should have it out for Cheeto, man.
How come he's faster than me?
I think he's running.
Oh, he's running. So if you double tap W, you run.
Brian, you are a master at drop and trial behind you, man. That was just a beautiful line. Ooh, bits. Suck it at the bits.
Okie dokie. I just need to find someone.
Oh.
Asimov.
Come out wherever you are, Cheeto.
Yeah. I like when I look back at the game, all I saw was Brian chasing Cheeto, like, maniacally.
There might be
two orange
names right on my... Go away.
Damn it, you totally... No, stop.
I don't think that was my fault.
Oh,
you got it, right. Cheeto. Whoa.
Wow,
okay, wait.
Somebody.
Who's left?
Is anybody still alive?
I think Honeybee was the last one alive.
I'm left.
I took out two guys.
Oh, Chad.
Wait, if Chad's still alive, then we win.
Chad and Asimov, right?
Chad.
The hell, lonely
survive
duck.
Our legacy.
Okay. So it's me and... Oh, wait, no.
Asimov.
Lonely Ducky, you can't be in game. You can't be in game. Get out of here.
I'm not.
Yeah, but you're freaking out Asimov. Not cool.
Asimov and OMG Chad.
Once you're dead, you're out of the game, right? I can't participate.
Right.
You can fly around if you want. I think if someone makes you Mr. Flypants.
That was my name.
Yes,
Mr. Flypants.
Ah,
got cocky, Chad.
Oh no!
I can't even see Chad.
Now, Brian, if you double tap.
Wait, can you not see me, Asimov?
Yeah, I figured that part out. I didn't know about the double tap to run.
Hold.
Yeah.
Apparently, Asimov can't see me.
I don't think I can see you.
I'm not next to you. You can relog, and you'll be safe. Relog, and I'm paused.
Oh, is that when you die, multiplayer bug still in?
Perhaps. Are we down to the last? We have one player on each side?
Yes.
Dude,
yes.
This is like dodgeball when it got serious.
Okay, Asimov, do you see me over here?
Yes, now I see.
Okay, good. Okay, resume game.
Listen, Chad, I don't want to freak you out, but the fate of the world depends on your kicking Asimov's ass.
Yes.
I know.
Kicking Asimov.
Taking names and kicking Asimovs.
I'm going to relog so I can see you guys.
This is cool.
Can we give you hints of where that... Chad, run!
Be careful, bro.
Oh,
back up.
This is kind of fun to hear everyone freak out every time I put down TNT.
We're watching you from above, like, you are way too close. Yeah.
3 minutes left.
So what's
like someone needs to win.
Timer runs out.
We win because we're awesome.
Fight to the death with bread.
With bread.
Oh, run away, Chad! Run away! Come on, this.
Get him with the
come on,
Chad! Run!
Get him!
Oh!
Yes!
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 That was amazing. And T2, I want to see that scoreboard change.
Woo! Wait, does that? I think we just get 1 point, even though we won.
All that for 1 point.
Oh wow, that was really fun.
That was pretty rad.
Woo! Oh wait, I want that diamond. The diamond's mine.
See, I wish we had played that game. I might have been halfway.
Right?
Decent.
Yeah, we would have been great at that.
Oh,
mindlessly gosh. Blowing each other up. That would have been great.
Very cool. Very cool.
What I'm saying is, you guys recount. Aren't as skilled as we are.
We can play TNT, man.
You guys don't even know.
So I want to thank you guys.
What we didn't consider is that having four people meant that one of us could afford to be a suicide bomber, which is what I'd like to believe my legacy was.
Right. That is totally what you were. Every time I saw you, I had to run too. I'm like, wait, that's my teammate. No, he just dropped TNT in front of my face.
Sorry.
Dropping TNT.
Very cool. Oh wow, is this the TNT line?
Yeah, you did blow me up and you out, but you got some of them at the same time, so I
yeah,
say
man,
it's all good,
baby. I completely missed whatever happened with the
essentially
massive...
what I did was running around and just throwing TNT at Cheeto nonstop, and then finally,
oh,
like
good.
I bumped in, it was him and I think iPod Parf, was that who was there?
Oh,
and
then sure.
That's good enough.
And I get around the corner, and there's all four of us going,
derp.
Yeah.
Derp.
You guys, there was two battles going at the same time, and you guys both just ran back into each other.
Yeah, and then there was just TNT exploding all over the place. It was beautiful.
Wow. Yeah, I saw that happen. I was just like, wow. I'm just glad I wasn't there. Wherever
yeah,
that happened.
I was surprised you weren't either, because it seemed like everybody in the game was in a pile-up getting exploded.
Yeah, absolutely. Well, so I want to thank you guys so, so much. Well, first, for all of the help that you have done for OMG Craft throughout the 32 episodes we have created. And second, with this episode independently, I mean, it has been so fun to play these games with you guys. So thank you so much.
Dude, and double thank you for being so patient with a guy who's an idiot of Minecraft and yet secretly loves it.
No problem at all. It's always fun to... Well, I thought TNT only exploded on everything.
Teach Brian how to play Arcane Realms.
Yeah, dude, Brian, if you want to get into Minecraft more, I'm always here to teach you.
There's a certain show on Twit now.
Right. It's a show called OMG Craft. I think it's pretty
good. Yeah, and we wanted to thank you, Chad, for selling out.
Oh,
too.
Yeah. You're welcome.
Yeah. We wanted to say congrats
I just really
to
wanted
Chad.
To let you know how absolutely happy I am for you that you're on Twit now.
Well, I couldn't have done it without you guys.
So proud
so
of you.
Thanks for letting me use you. Cool. Well, thank you guys. I'll let you guys go, and we're going to wrap up this episode.
Right on. Take care, Chad.
Thanks.
Congratulations.
Bye, Chad.
See you later.
Bye, everybody.
Bye.
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 It was a lot of fun.
Bye.
Don't forget us.
I won't. Okay, guys. So to round out this episode, we have created sort of a fun little montage for you guys of... some of the things that we've done on these first 32 episodes where we've been independent and all on our own. So it would make me very, very happy if you checked it out. And of course, next week we will be starting anew with a new way of doing things and a new set and new everything. Huge, huge, huge thanks to T2 and Cheeto who made this episode and all of the episodes at OMG Craft happen. They are still going to be a huge part of... It's not even like they're going to be a smaller part. They're going to be the same part of OMG Craft that we've always had in the future. Also, big thanks to Twit. because Twit has allowed me to use their studio every single week without free of charge, no rent, no lien. And on top of that, they believe in the show enough to invest in me and invest in this show. And I think that you guys will enjoy it in the future. So we're going to end this video with a little bit of a montage. See you guys next week. Hello, everyone, and welcome to the very first episode of OMG Craft. My name is Chad Johnson. I am your host for this show, and in this show, we are going to cover Minecraft in all of its glory. We're going to talk about texture packs, we're going to talk about mods, we're going to talk about maps, we're going to talk about technique, whatever the heck you want to talk about in this show, that's what we're going to cover. Poop. And let's see. Yeah, there we go. I want an ocelot. This week, we are going to have a special report. That's right. It's Pony Wars. This is all the files that Minecraft uses to run the game. There are lots of scripts. There's all sorts of stuff in here. So this is what is actually running Minecraft. Boop, boop, boop. Whoa, no! Oh, okay, so what I tried to do... Wow.
Screen.
Okay, this is
Chad, who's actually standing still right now.
Right, so if I go in between... This is what I look like to him.
Greatest thing ever made in this game.
To me, to him, to me, to him. So all I have to do is type, what, /MC?
I think it's MC, yes.
And there we go. Now I have a magic carpet at my feet. Little hearts for Matt Damon. We got lots of pictures of Matt Damon. We got, this is the Get Her Done Matt Damon furnace with Matt Damon pictures. The armory, for fear that it explodes. Oh my gosh. Wait, why am I not just drawing? Oh, I'm probably not allowed to do that. That was probably a bad idea. Taking the gold nugget and leaving. God. Some mobs are having a lot of fun. Now that you can... Oh, the chicken finally joined the party. There. So if I throw down a bed and then try to sleep in it, boom, it explodes. And that would be enough to really, really damage you, especially if you were not using any sort of armor. Let's see. Let's test my skills. And woohoo, first try. Oh, and hey, how's it going, skeleton? How's it going? You're a real jerk. That's right. We killed you.
My family watched it. I had 0 subscribers over like 8 episodes, and they very gently said, you did good, Mom, but it wasn't exactly you.
Yeah.
And it really wasn't very fun, and we don't want to watch it anymore.
Yeah.
Go. Oh, my God. You recognize the map all of a sudden.
Absolutely. This is a Team Fortress 2 map. This
is
Dust Bowl.
Down because I'm the heavy. Oh, this is amazing.
First thing to note is this is the edge of the world. I decided to make my house on the edge of the world because I was pretty amazed that there was an edge. So let me first get out of the way. If you go back and watch the archives like I did, there were some pretty awkward moments.
So as you know, this nice graph was made by Bloxersoft. But Bloxersoft can't be complete without, good old Clippy.
So let's just have a little bit of fun with it and sort of show them all off at once with a fabulous display of creeper explosions and crackles. Oh, and the sun's coming up. These are my favorite with all the colors. Very, very cool.
There's been some breaking news. So Cheeto, take it away with the weather.
A good on you, Cheeto.
Okay, and now for a new segment I am really excited about. We're going to call this Minecraft for a Noob. It's where we find a noob to Minecraft and put him through his paces on the... what is that?
Shut up. My name is Max Trollbot. I am programmed by the worst elements of the internet. I am very excited to be on your boring show.
The first thing that I'm going to show off are the comparator blocks. Did you guys just jump? Wow. Real awesome. Real awesome, guys. We have an OMG Craft Bug of the Week, and you can tell that it's very official because if you look in our doc, you can see that we've created this OMG Craft Bug of the Week seal. I like the Hala Yahoo. Apparently, they're a sponsor of this episode. Wow. I just realized that they made a big ol' head of me. That is ridiculous. And that's a pretty good version of my skin. Of course, all the comforts of home. We have the outhouse, you know, the OMG Craft. It's an experience, not just that. Oh, okay, yeah. I just use the, you know, I fell in. That's gross. Okay, so seeds. You can plant them in the ground and it makes wheat. When 1.4 comes around, you can feed them for chickens for breeding. Amazing. I don't even know if beds will. Yeah, wow, it sets it to beds. We got lots and lots of beds. That's really cool, actually. I had never tried that before. Okay, side by side comparison. This guy. Oh, he's doing pretty good. He's getting the cascade. I only have two, so it's a little different. But I feel like I can juggle a little bit better than his three ball. You know, this is two ball juggling. But hey, and I happen to be in the middle of hosting a show. Hey, how's it going? Hey, you want to trade with me? What? That's ridiculous. Die. So we've already gotten. Oh. Over. A few things to note. These are all names. So this is Mr. Angry Pants. Hey, Slender Man, how's it going? I accidentally looked at you. The Wicked Witch of the West. Okay, let's see. Oh, I'm stuck. Ask me, is OMG Chad a real guy? I mean, in real life. Like, am I just a character that I've created? Or am I actually this way in real life? And I have to say, yes. Yes, this is really me. And this hair doesn't come off. It's not a wig. I didn't do this for the show. Yeah, I'm just this weird guy. In this update, there are a few bug fixes. There's falling out of the nether bug. Of course, the creeper. Pots. I didn't even know that I wanted flower pots. Tabby Riders, World of Redstone. My name is Chad Johnson. I'm your host for this show, and in this show, we are going to cover Minecraft in all of its glory. We're going to talk about texture packs, texture mod packs. We're going to talk about mods. We're going to talk about maps. We're going to talk about pack technique. Whatever the heck you want to talk about, packs, talk about. This sort of read is like this read. This is how I imagine it in my mind. Finally, my favorite part of the show. My top three things that I have been enjoying this week in Minecraft. Really been enjoying. Just one wheat? I can't even make food with that. That's a word.
Not gonna kill you.
I don't want to be embarrassed on a live stream anymore.
That's it.
We've come to the end of our show.
That's it.
I hope that you enjoyed it.
That show.
Big thanks to Twitch,
YouTube,
iTunes,
everywhere.
We will see you next week.
I just had the weirdest dream. Oh, man, I dreamt that I started a Minecraft show? And, it's streamed live on twitch.tv? and had some young kid and an Indonesian guy spending hours of their lives writing episodes for me each week. And oh, man, and I still screwed up the lines.
Chad, hurry up!
Come on, Chad, we have to start the show.
We don't have all day, Wendy.
Oh, I'm coming. Okay, we're recording. Quiet on the set. Here we go in 3, 2, 1. Hold. I wasn't recording. From the top, everyone.